I read and watched videos for many people who claim they saw aliens or UFOs here on planet Earth. And some of these people say that they have captured it on camera.
They know the precise orbital of an invisible star. So where did the information come from? That's the serious mystery.
I can't tell you how electrifying it was.
People have increasingly, over time, lost their imagination.
I've seen plans in the archives. There is some reality there to the experimentation.
That's why I'll keep asking and searching.
The Nazis may have been shooting rockets up.
You have to be open-minded. There is a mystery.
I think that the ancient Egyptians were pretty amazing.
Do aliens exist? And have they been visiting the Earth since ancient times?
I was born in Egypt, at the crossroads between two cultures, the Arab Muslim culture and the ancient Egyptian history. Since I was young, I am fascinated by the ancient Egyptian monuments and their magnificent size. How did they manage to build such gigantic structures? Growing up, I learned that there are many theories which try to answer this question. But the theory which attracted me when I was younger is that it was constructed by the help of aliens from outer space. Then all the questions started. My family are all engineers and doctors. I chose to study economics, but at the same time I joined the theater and I became impressed by the classics and mythology and the history of the ancient world. On one side I value science, and on the other side I have a passion for culture and stories. I was raised to use my brain and to be logical and ask questions. Many questions about everything. And when I get the answer, I find myself coming back with more questions. Like a mathematical exercise or an experiment in physics, it is the same for mysteries. They're all questions, and one has to look for answers. What is the relation between aliens and ancient cultures? In my search for an answer to this question, I found a book called Chariots of the Gods, written in the 60s by Erik van Daneken, who deciphers in it the drawings and legends of ancient cultures. His explanation claims that the gods in some of the ancient drawings are essentially aliens, who used to and still do come to visit the Earth, and that those aliens are the ones who taught humanity how to build civilization and to build gigantic structures such as the pyramid. I found this explanation in another book called The Serious Mystery by the American writer Robert Temple, which talks about the Dogon tribe in Mali, and especially about their advanced and precise astrophysical knowledge about a star that is invisible to the naked eye.
From a tribe in Africa, in Mali, the Dogon, it cannot be chance that they know the precise orbital period of an invisible star. They draw pictures of the orbit and they know the orbital period. And so where did the information come from? That's the serious mystery. Now, if you ask the Dogon where it came from, they say that their ancestors were given this information by visitors from the system of the star Sirius.
In my search for the truth behind the ancient astronaut theory, I found Lynn Picknett, who has a completely different point of view. Lynn Picknett is a writer and researcher in modern mysteries, whose extensive work tends to disagree with the ancient alien theories of Erik van Daneken and Robert Temple.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you for making the time.
Oh, my pleasure.
I wanted to talk to you about ancient astronauts. When did you first hear about that?
I can remember 1968. I was a young woman when Eric von Däniken's book, Chariots of the Gods, first came out. And it was serialized in the Sunday newspapers where I live, well, in the UK, throughout the UK. And I can't tell you how electrifying it was. But very sadly, as the years progressed, and I sort of started to delve into these sort of subjects, you know, I just came to realize that very few, if any, of the examples that von Däniken had given for it to back up his theory actually held water, that they're actually true.
There are many books that followed. It was almost like a trend. The concept became so popular that even Carl Sagan famously pondered about this too. Look at this. In the long litany of ancient astronaut pop archaeology, the cases of apparent interest have perfectly reasonable alternative explanations, or have been misreported, or are simple prevarications, hoaxes, and distortions, unquote.
First of all, I think Carl Sagan was the most remarkable person, and he was incredibly open-minded, especially for a scientist. But I think he's on the whole, he's right.
Okay, can you give us an example of a perfectly reasonable alternative explanation?
For example, the various little artifacts that are found in various places, but mainly in South America, which look for all the world is quite right. They look exactly like modern aircraft, with the two wings and the bullet-like body and the tail. But when you discover that that particular culture actually really revered certain types of insects and certain types of birds, and in fact, these were representations of insects and birds, highly stylized, you know, but nevertheless, that's what they were.
What about Robert Temple and the Dogons, the mystery of Sirius A and Sirius B, the stars?
Nobody knows how the Dogon learned this. It is a genuine mystery, and it's very exciting, potentially. However, one should be perhaps guarded, shall I say, about accepting too much in Temple's book, just on face value, because some of the things that he says are actually just simply untrue.
Okay. Any other proof that it wasn't extraterrestrials that taught us how to build these magnificent ancient structures like the pyramids?
A lot of people do point to the, you know, the burgeoning of pyramid building across the world, but actually it wasn't remotely at the same time. There's quite a long gap.
Who would be interested in an alternative version of our ancient history? And if it wasn't ancient astronauts, then how did our great ancestors develop their knowledge to such advanced levels?
The fact remains that there is a mystery. You know, I mean, I am open-minded. I'm not a skeptic about this. You know, you have to be open-minded. There is a mystery.
During World War II, several Allied pilots reported seeing flying objects of impossible speeds. It is said that the Nazis were very much into the occult and the paranormal. Actually, they were not the only ones investing and researching in these things. There were others doing it too. Erik Kurlander may have some insight. He has a PhD from Harvard University and is a professor in history specializing in Nazi history and Nazis' most obscure interests and developments.
Hi, Erik. Thank you for talking to me. I wanted to discuss with you the Nazis and their possible connection to the UFO phenomena.
I'm happy to discuss it.
It seems that the Nazis were very much into the UFOs, and coincidentally, at the same time, they were developing sophisticated aircrafts and alternative propulsion systems.
I've seen plans in the archives of, you know, they were really obsessed with how do we take down all these Allied planes coming over. So they were thinking about sophisticated anti-flak devices, the Kugelblitz and some other things. So there is some reality there to the experimentation. I'm arguing it just didn't work.
So experiments, not UFOs or aliens, and there are no amazing machines with superpowers.
I haven't seen any evidence for that.
There was a crash of an unidentified object in the Black Forest in Germany sometime during World War II. And then in 1947, a similar crash happened in Roswell in the United States.
supposedly those were weather balloons right at Roswell. I certainly don't think it was a UFO. Were they experimenting with something beyond weather balloons? It's possible. I haven't seen any evidence.
So could these crashes in Germany and the United States, only a few years apart, be just a transfer of technology rather than UFOs and aliens?
We know that some of the German scientists and some of the American scientists who worked with them were interested in these kinds of alternative propulsion. I mean, the whole rocket program was based on the idea that Nazis had come up with jet propulsion and other technologies that we hadn't yet mastered.
I can see how the public, if they see such objects, could easily believe they are UFOs.
Are these arguments accurate scientific deductions, or are they just the work of fertile imagination?
Maybe there's another explanation.
I'm not saying anyone is wrong. I just must be careful. Evidence that something took place is not a proof of how it happened.
Then you need to dig deeper.
The question keeps buzzing in my head. And sometimes the answer is in the question itself, its motivations and reasons. Why does it have to be that aliens are the ones who helped the ancient civilizations? Why are we asking this question? I have to talk to Salima Ikram, Doctor of Egyptology at the American University in Cairo.
Hi, Salima. Considering your expertise on ancient cultures, I wanted to ask you, why is there an alternative version of our past, our great civilizations?
People can't get their head around the fact that human beings, without all the technology we have today, or even, you know, say 80 years ago, could actually make something. Because it seems to me that people have increasingly over time lost their imagination and lost their faith in human beings. And also, though, it is true because, you know, oh, part of it, not everyone, but part of it is, oh, those brown people or black people couldn't have possibly done this, could they? I mean, look at them now.
So it's not exactly ignorance, but rather racism?
Partially racism and partially ignorance, and also a desire for the fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a racist element, mm-hmm. but there's also a lack of faith in all of humankind.
How so?
The increase of interest in aliens nowadays is because people are emotionally and spiritually bankrupt, and they also are so divorced from nature and their own motor skills that they cannot fathom that these ancient Egyptians, with logs, rope, and a lot of muscle and obstinacy, managed to create the most extraordinary and beautiful buildings ever constructed in the world. They did it by observing nature. It wasn't just, you know, Newton who had the apple fall on his head. The idea that the natural world can teach you things and they are natural laws, the ancient Egyptians set out.
I see.
I actually am not against something amazing. I think that the ancient Egyptians were pretty amazing. I'm sorry that I'm such a non-alienist. Yay to the ancient Egyptians.
Yes.
They were the greatest people.
And yay to all ancient cultures.
Many civilizations built amazing structures and accumulated incredible knowledge. Ancient Egypt and Sumer are just two among many cultures with a golden era as part of their history. They each left behind a vast legacy. If it weren't aliens who helped ancient civilizations build their amazing structures, then how did our ancestors accomplish so much? What was their source of knowledge? That is still a question I'd like an answer for. That's why I'll keep asking and searching. We'll be right back.